Hey there. Happy Sunday? Oh, I just drew a blank all of a sudden. Anyways, so today we're going to be talking about the number one tip I could give you. You could ignore everything else that I'm going to give you, but please do not ignore the tip that I have for you today. We're going to do another round of trivia. But we're not going to do five questions. We'll do like two or three and let the bot do its thing on its own out there. But I'm super excited because, this is probably like one of the biggest things that I've ever learned on my health and fitness journey that started back in, I would say, 2015 when I decided to go on this journey. The advice that I could, if I could go back in time and say, okay, ignore everything, but do not ignore this one tip. This would be it. That's what I'm going to share with you today. If you're new here, my name is Angelo, and I'm here to share my health and fitness journey in order to help you or inspire you on your health and fitness journey. If you like what I have to talk about, or if you like my content that I talk about, please make sure to subscribe or follow and like what I'm doing and share it. Please share it. If there's something that you would like me to present or talk about in a future live session, please let me know and I'll be sure to either answer it right there in the live or do a future live video on it. Maybe I need to do some research or something. Because all of our paths are unique and different, and what you experience may not be the same experience as mine. But there is one thing I have to say. The tip that I'm going to share with you today is super, super important because, I've been talking a lot. I talk a lot for months now, and I've been trying to give you as much information as I possibly can each and every single day, based on my past and based on things that I find and do research on or talk to professionals in the health and fitness world. But at the end of the day, I have to say, you should ignore us all. And this is my number one tip. You need to ignore us all. When I went on my journey in 2015, that's exactly what I did. I needed to sort of throw away everything that I knew in 2015 and just say, there's so much noise out there. What's right? What's wrong? And I couldn't figure it out because there was always conflicting information. So what do I do? What do I do is I just ignore it all and just say, let me figure it out on my own. And that's my tip. My number one tip today is to figure it out on your own. Now you might be saying, well, Angelo, I'm not an expert. These people can't even get it straight. How am I supposed to get it straight? The problem is, and the reason is they can't get it straight is because they're trying to talk to the general knowledge, the general group, sorry, the general group. They're not talking to you, they're talking to everybody. And one thing I have found true, 100% true, we are all different. The fundamentals are the same. Greens, exercise, sleep, hydrate, all those things, those are the same. But what should you eat? How much should you eat? How much should you exercise? What exercises should you do? And on, and there's so much out there, right? So you gotta ignore it and figure out what's right for you. And that could be a daunting experience where some people get so overwhelmed that they stop their health and fitness journey. My tip for you is don't worry, I've got you covered. All right, with what I'm going to share with you today, I've got you covered because here's what we're going to do. We're not going to care about anything. Then you're like, whoa, 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 Angelo, what do you mean we're not going to care about anything? Don't care about anything. And why do I say that? Because the more you care about something, the more you're going to worry about it, and the more you're going to probably focus on the wrong things. I put out a short not too long ago, saying, don't look at your weight. Don't let the weight scale control you. There's a reason I did that. The reason I did that is because of the mentality aspect. What you focus on is more likely to be attracted to you than what you really, really want. So for instance, if you're so attracted to losing weight, your focus is on weight. So guess what you're gonna get? Most likely more weight. That's just the way it is. I can almost guarantee most people who are on or been successful long-term, they don't think about their weight anymore because they've got what they are looking for. But for some of you, your focus is drawing you towards the thing that you don't want. And so what we can do is kind of remove all the noise. Remove all the noise and just say, look, what, and here's the approach, right? So you ignore all the noise, all the research out there, and the only thing you're focused on is you. You and only you. And you listen to what you are feeling. And how does that work? All right. So what I have found is if I stay silent and I let things come at me, not in the moments of like, because there's going to be lots of stuff, right? There's always stuff coming at us. But there's always going to be this moment, right? That either something keeps showing up, knocking on your door every single day. And you're like, okay, you know, at first you may ignore it. But now after me talking to you, hopefully you wake up to it. But there's going to be something knocking on the door. And it's going to keep tapping you on that shoulder or trying to get in to your brain. And what I want you to do is let it in. If it's that persistent, let it in and examine it. If something comes across your path and you feel like a big no way, like this isn't gonna happen, I don't believe that, this is the worst thing ever, who could ever believe something like that, right? I want you to bring it in because that's something you need to look at. If something really pulls you in a positive way, like, oh my gosh, like that's the best thing I've ever heard, I want you to pull that in. So those three things I want you to pull in and really take a good look at those, because this is what you need to focus on. This is what your body needs. This is what your body wants. This is what your mind needs. And once you go there, then you start diving in deep into those things. And when I say deep, I don't mean like pull out a, you know, dictionary and all this stuff. What I mean is question it. Like, why did that attract you? What about this do I resist against? What about this keeps showing up? Like, why is it always there? What about it do I if something like routinely comes at you, I want you to think, is this something that I push against or something I'm attracted to? In either case, that was going to change your question. What about this, if you resist against it, what about this don't I really agree with? And for the positive things, what about this am I super attracted to? And try to find that like specific thing. I've had this example before when it came to fasting. My thing about fasting is low calorie count, but fasting kept showing up in my mind and kept showing up in my life. And once I like took a look at it, I put it in the push away. Like I don't want anything to do with fasting. And if I dove down deep into why I didn't specifically like fasting, was because in my mind, you had to cut out food and you weren't getting the proper calories. And to me, that was a big no. But when I went down and looked at it and I said, okay, how can I flip this question or this problem around? Or can I get around it? How can I still incorporate fasting but handle this one problem? And I came up with the answer. The answer was, I can still fast, but I need to still consume the same amount of calories I would any day. So when I do intermittent fasting, I do the 18-6, and but it's probably a little bit different than that. Essentially, whenever the last moment I eat for the day, it could be 2 a.m, it could be midnight, it doesn't matter, but I won't eat until noon the next day. And then from noon till I decide I'm done eating, I consume as many calories as I possibly can. that's how I got around the fasting issue I had. And to be honest, I kind of enjoyed fasting. It made me feel good. I was a lot more productive. So I didn't, once I got around it, tried it out. And that's the other thing. You got to try it out. You got to try it out to see, does this really work or not? Because if I started the intermittent fasting, I may have been groggy. And of course, you got to give it a little time to work, right? But I might have been a little groggy. I might have been, you know, not feeling good. And then I would have decided, you know, it's not worth intermittent fasting. Just not going to do it. So this is what we need to do for whatever comes into your life. This is why the journey is different for all of us. What you resist against and what you are attracted to is different for everybody. If something's attracting you to something, right? Let's say it's a specific diet or a specific program that you like. Let's say it's, I don't know, a Beachbody program, 21 Day Fix. You love the 21 Day Fix, right? I want you to dive in deep and tell me, why do you like it? And that's what you want to start looking at. Because when you start looking at other things by understanding specifically why you like it, you're going to find other things that are going to align with you. And then you're just going to go test it out. You're going to test it out, and then you're going to have your rules, and there you go. So that's essentially what you need to do. And I think if you do that, or I know if you do that, the rest of your health and fitness will go on for many years being healthy. And actually, you'll start tinkering with it, you'll toy with it, you'll play with it, try different things just to see what's going to work. And it makes it so much more fun instead of boring. So, number one, and I know this is probably many, many tips, but overall, ignore everything that everybody says. And you got to walk your own path. You know, you can hear all the different things. You can read an article. You can hear somebody on TV. All these different things, that things are going to come to you. And at some point, you're going to get that feeling of like, why does this keep coming up? Or why is this always around now? Or why do I push against this? And why do I like it? That's what you're looking for. You know, so I say ignore everybody out there. I want you to ignore their results. I want you to focus on what they do, not the results. Focus on what they do, and does it resonate with you, or do you resist against it? And then go and figure it out, okay? That's the summary. So I hope this tip helps you. If it does, please leave a comment and let me know what it is that you resist against. And maybe you're having a little problems like trying to get rid of all the noise, right? That can be a definite issue for somebody. Reach out to me, let me know, leave a comment on this video to tell me what it is that you're struggling with, and I will interact with you, and we will figure out how to get you on the path that you need. At that point, when you come with that mindset and approach things that way, the rest will be easy. The rest will be easy, I promise you, because you're going to have fun. You're going to figure things out. And if you don't know where to start, just point your finger, grab something, like just point it, and then just go after it. Okay? And just try it out and see what happens. And then whatever happens, learn from it. This worked, this didn't work. Kick the things that didn't work out, or find a way to modify them. And then you keep building and building and building and building. And then guess what? It doesn't matter what the gurus say. It doesn't matter what the professionals say. It doesn't matter what I say. All that matters is what you're experiencing, and then what you're learning, and what you can take from that for yourself. And nobody has the same manual as you. Your body has a specific, some things we do share, of course we do, but there are some things that are just made for you. And if not, you can actually make something up that's fit for you. Maybe the Mediterranean diet that I keep talking about so much is working for you, but there's something about it you don't like. Kick it out. You don't have to be anything. You just have to be you. And at the end of the day, if you discover what that is, and don't think about the weight. That's why that I did that. Don't, I mean, the only time you want to worry about the weight is when it, you start feeling like you're gaining weight or losing weight, but you have your rules in place, right? Once you have that, then you're free to explore. And then you can go and try things out and say, whoop, that didn't work. Oh, that worked. And I enjoy that. That works. I don't enjoy it. How can I make it enjoyable? And again, that's where I come in. I can help you with those things. So that's it for my journey. Today is, tomorrow's the last day of week 3. I'm curious what I'm going to come in at. I'm thinking I lost another pound, which will bring me up to 8 pounds in 3 weeks. So I've definitely slowed down. I'm hoping it's more of a half a pound and not a full pound like last week. So we'll see. But eventually, I think within another 2 weeks or 3, I'm going to end up in phase 3, which is probably a good thing because I'm starting to get a little bored with phase 2 here. And I would love to add in some more stuff into my daily eating habits. So with that, and then on TikTok, I hit 500 followers on TikTok. So what I'm going to do there is I'm going to do 5-minute HIIT workouts. So I've been doing 1-minute workouts and I'll continue to do those daily, but I'm now going to include 5-minute HIIT workouts. So if you want a quick exercise, come jump over to my TikTok. I'm Angelo Santito. You can't miss me. You'll see my videos out there. As of today, I've done 52, I think it's 52 days in a row of 1-minute exercises, which will help you because if you remember the Vilpa method, that can help you and go a long way. If you're not familiar with the Vilpa method, you got to go check out that live or watch the replay on YouTube and you'll see what I'm talking about. This is like really cool stuff that you could do, especially if you're a busy individual like I am. Okay, with that, I hope you have an awesome Sunday and a good week coming up. And I will talk to you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern. I've been a little bit more consistent lately. I'm pretty proud of myself. Oh, if you think this episode or this, what I'm sharing with you today will help somebody, please share it with them. Seriously, every time I'm going to say this because I think it's super important. Just one little thing could really help somebody that you love and they're struggling, but they don't want to listen to you. Listening to somebody else may help them. And just say, and I know sometimes like health and fitness is a touchy thing to talk to other people about because you don't want them to think you're calling them fat. But maybe phrase it this way. I'm thinking of doing this and following this strange, weird guy on whatever platform you're listening to or watching this on. What do you think? Do you think this guy's a loony or do you think this could work out? And hey, by the way, would you mind doing this with me? Because I would love some support. Phrasing it that way may help them take action and do something for themselves, but in a non-direct way. And actually, it will probably help you too if you're listening to me. If I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing correctly, I should be helping you. So, yeah, and I call this the art of influencing without influence. Influencing without influencing. I'll share a link to that video as well in the replay. So, with that, again, have a wonderful evening, and I will see you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern. See you there. Oh, virtual high five.